الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. وصلى الله تبارك وتعالى وسلم على سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. All praises to Allah. All praises to Allah. All praises to Allah who guided us to this, who guided us to Islam and to Iman and to His Mubarak house on this Mubarak hour of this Mubarak day. And we were not to be guided, was it not that Allah had guided us? O Allah, to you is praise as is commensurate with the majesty of your countenance and the greatness of your authority. O Allah, we do not limit you with any praise we can come up with ourselves. Rather, we admit that you are the only one who knows the true extent of your praiseworthiness. And may the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon his servant and messenger, our master Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the peace and blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon him and upon his noble companions and upon his pure wives, and upon his Mubarak and blessed family and progeny, and upon all of those who follow all of their way until the Day of Judgment. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the Ashara al-Mubashirun bin Jannah, one of the 10 people through Tawatur that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tidings of Jannah, one of the closest of his companions, a nobleman of Quraysh, a kinsman of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a brave and powerful warrior on the battlefield, and a person of deep iman and taqwa, of faith and God-fearingness. His son narrates a hadith that he had something inside of him that he felt proud of himself for being such a powerful person. Physically and spiritually, he had a pride inside of himself for being such a powerful person. Sayyidina Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-tabib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a doctor. He was like a doctor who would see and diagnose issues, health issues in his people and in his ummah, and then he would give the cure for them. He saw him one day, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas' own son narrates the hadith, that he saw him one day, he saw this thing inside of him, and he said to him, Ya Sa'ad, O kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, he says, Ya Sa'ad, hal turzaquna wa tunsaruna illa bi du'afaikum. Are you given provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And are you given help? Are you given victory? Are you given victory on the battlefield and help in all of your affairs, except for through the barakah and through the blessings of the weak amongst you? Meaning what? There are people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation in every martaba, in every daraja, in every level of being. Some people are poor, some people are rich. Some people are healthy, some people are weak. Some people are intelligent, some people are not so intelligent. Allah Ta'ala has given up and divided up the provision of every type and of every sort amongst His creation and distributed it through to people in different levels and in different amounts. Do you receive any of the provision of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that He's given you, except for because you use it in order to help those people who have less? Except for that you use it in order to give to those people who have less. Except for you use it in order to protect those people who have less. Except for because you are the one who stands as the guardian of the weak and the guardian of the one who has no guardian. هَلْ تُرْزَقُونَ وَتُنْصَرُونَ إِلَّا بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ. Are you given any of these things except for there are people who are weaker than you because of your receiving this provision, they become people who are helped. Because Allah Ta'ala, الْخَلْقُ عَيَالُ اللَّهِ, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're all His dependents. Just like your children are your dependents. Just like if you were to have a disabled relative, that person would be your dependent. Just as if your parents became old and they needed someone to take care of them, they would be your dependent. Just like that, all of Allah Ta'ala's creation are His dependents. The best of Allah Ta'ala's creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are the ones who are the most beneficial to others. Meaning what? Imagine if you had a child who was disabled. Imagine if you had a child who was in difficulty, who was injured, who was wounded, lying on the side of the street, slipped, hit his head, needed some medical help. It's cold outside. Imagine you had some dependent of yours, some relative of yours, who was in a difficult situation. And imagine another person came and rendered that relative of yours assistance. Rendered that person that you love assistance. Imagine if that person called you, found your phone number and said, is this your son? Yes, he's in the hospital, come help him. Come visit him, come see what's going on. Would you not be thankful to such a person that did that thing, that thing to help the one that you love? Wouldn't you be thankful for that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, is more thankful and more happy and more pleased with a person who helps one of his creation and who helps one of his servants and who helps one of those who he enveloped in his rahmah in this world. He's more happy with that person who helps. Because you can be one of two parties. You can either be with the creation or you can be with the creator. You do the work on the behalf of the creation, or you, meaning yourself, or you do the work on behalf of the creator, meaning for somebody else for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with such a person. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala gives rizq to such a person, gives provision to such a person. Indeed, Allah Most High gives nasr to such a person, gives help to such a person in the face of difficulty, in the face of dire odds, in the face of bleak outlook. Allah Ta'ala gives help to such a person. Allah Ta'ala says in His book, He says what? He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book what? Verily, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you that if you are trusted with something, that you must return this trust to the one who the trust is owed. If someone gives you $100 and says, can you save this, keep this for safekeeping, you're not allowed to go and spend it. You're not allowed to go and do whatever you want with it. When the person asks for it back, you're not allowed to say, you know, not this week, it's a difficult week at work, why don't you come by next week? Rather, you render your trust to the people who trusted you. You render the thing with which you're entrusted immediately and right away. This is a source of honor for the one who does it and disgrace for the one who abuses it. A source of anger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the one who abuses it. This is not simply for the trusts that are between you and I. This is for every single thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you and me. All of it is what? All of it is a trust. All of it is an amanah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look up in the tafsir of this ayah, what are the meanings of إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. If you look it up in the books of tafsir, the first tafsir is that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is what? That your eyes are what? Your eyes are a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your ears are a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your tongue is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of your limbs are a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not talking about money. We're talking about your basic health. We're talking about your basic well-being. We're talking about your physical person. All of these things are a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you for them. All of these things you are commanded by Allah ta'ala to render them in His service and in the service of those people who need help. You are not allowed to say, these eyes are for me. These hands are for me. These ears are for me. This tongue is for me. I pulled myself out from the bootstraps. I made myself. I came to this country with an empty pocket. I built myself up from the hood. I was the one who did this. I was the one who... You're not allowed to say any of these things. All of these things are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't have to look very far to find someone who doesn't have that gift in order to understand that this is something that Allah ta'ala doesn't owe you. This is something that you owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if it's like that for your ears and for your eyes and for your tongue and for your limbs, then imagine what the hukum is for your, what's inside of your pocket, what's inside of your money. Imagine what the hukum is for the time that Allah Ta'ala gave you in this world. Imagine what the hukum and the ruling is for the intelligence Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave you. By Allah Ta'ala's fadl, our community is more educated than the average American. Our community is less likely to commit crime than the average American family. Our community is more beneficial to ourselves and to others than the average person is. This is not something that we should be mutakabbirin and egotistical and haughty and arrogant and proud of in front of other people. Rather, this is the ma'fadl of Allah Ta'ala. This is only the grace of Allah Ta'ala, the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. If there's any sabab for it, any reason for it, it's because of the du'as of our forefathers and because of the barakah of the du'as of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his noble companions. And indeed, every prophet and every ummah who came before us, who gave the world the glad tidings of the coming of Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his ummah, a people who will not care for themselves like selfish, arrogant, brat children. Rather, a people who will care for others more than they care for themselves, and who will love Allah Ta'ala more than they love their desires, and who will do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala for others, render everyone's right to that person, and their own right, they will not snatch it, rather they will only ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for it. They'll fulfill the rights of others even though their rights are not fulfilled. This is why we have what we have, because of those prayers and those blessings, and because of that gift and that grace from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Do not let any one of us look at ourselves and feel pity. Oh my goodness, they're saying we're terrorists. Oh my goodness, they're going to ban us. Oh my goodness, they're going to do this to us and that to us. So what? So what? We're minorities. This is a cop-out card for us to check our values in at the door and do whatever we need to in order to survive. You know, it's a jungle out there. It's a dog-eats-dog world. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are the ones that we plaster our house of worship with the name of Allah and with the name of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi al-azim, forget about 107 billion that are like the froth on the top of the sea. If there's only one person who takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's only one person who takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is with that person is never a minority. If there's only one person who takes the holy name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everybody else, all 5, 6, 7, 10, 20, 100 billion people are against them, that person is never a minority, because with him is the one who لَا تُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارُ. That the eyes, the eyesight can't see that person, see that one being, Jalla wa Ala, that holy essence, even though he sees all of the eyesight. We never check in our values at the door. We never check in our virtues and our morals and our usul at the door, because they come down from above the sab'a samawat and from above the arsh azim. So if you want to get through this time, and if I want to get through this time, and if we want to have the help of Allah Ta'ala, which is the only thing that's going to help us in any situation, as dire or as nice as it may seem, the only way we're going to invoke His help is through what? Through following the prescription of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of the Prophets alayhi wa sallam, that the strong stand with the weak, and that the tongue says nothing except for the haq, except for the truth, and that people fear nobody except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we render the rights to other people, even if those people may say publicly and openly that they are our enemies. We render everybody their rights, and if someone cheats us from our rights, we ask for our rights from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want to be go for the law of the jungle and the dog eats dog world, then on the day of judgment, when every one of us has to show our face in front of Allah Ta'ala, the rich, the poor, the one who died young, the one who lived a long life, the one who was enfranchised, the one who was in government, the one who was disenfranchised, the one who was discriminated, all of us have to see him on that day and show our face in front of him that day. If you want to live by the law of the jungle, don't expect any help from him. If you want to abandon the sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't expect to drink from his hawl sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't expect his shafa'ah on that day. And if you want to embrace Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see the miraculous help that our forefathers saw, and that our ummah still sees to this day. Brothers and sisters, just like the piece of oud, the piece of perfume that burns on the coal. When the coal gets hotter, the perfume comes out even stronger from it. This is the sifa of the mu'min. This is the attribute of the believer. Allah Ta'ala give all of us aid and help in order to do that. But in order to get that help, we have to follow the tariqah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this means what? That our life and our property is what? For the service of Allah Ta'ala's creation. For the service of Allah Ta'ala's creation. And we help the weak so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us. Because we're the weak when it comes to Him. We have to help the weak as well. Irhamu man fil ardi, yarhamukum man fis sama. It comes in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ar-rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-rahmanu. The people of mercy are the ones who the All-Merciful has mercy on. Have mercy on the one that's in the earth. May the one in the heavens, the one who controls the heavens, may that one have mercy on all of us. Ameen. Wa sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum li sa'ir al-muslimina. Fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يقول الرب تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. وقال عز وجل مخبرا عن مقام نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وامرا بحقه حيث قال: ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وارحم سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت ورحمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير سألك منه محمد نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر استعاذك منه محمد نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.